Hello, I'm Jason Gilbertson with Winchester Ammunition. I am your host of the new Winchester Life Quick Shots segment. This is a new format that we're going to be bringing to you all. It does not replace the Winchester Life podcast. This will be a little shorter in format. We're taking deep dives into our product. So you're going to hear everything from turkey ammo, our rimfire, our centerfire rifle, pistol. We'll be doing a bunch of segments this year. So today, I have Jimmy Wilson, our product manager, and thanks for being here, Jimmy. We're gonna dive in on the turkey ammo that is needed for all those turkey hunters out there. Season is going on right now.
Yep.
So before we get too deep, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, you turkey hunt, I turkey hunt. The gear that is needed has definitely evolved over the last 10 to 15 years, but probably ammunition, that category, has catapulted in a lot of ways.
Sure.
So, you know, it used to be, and I remember when I first started, pick up a 12-gauge, throw in a choke tube, you know, your shot sizes were pretty limited at that point, 4, 5, and 6, and it was, you know, everybody had their own preference, and you went out and got after it, right? But so much has changed. So much has changed in a lot of good ways, right? And now the choices have become even greater. So today, you know, we're going to cover off on Longbeard Tungsten, and we're going to cover off on Longbeard XR.
Yep.
Both awesome products in a lot of different varieties for people who turkey hunt. So I would like for you, if you want to start with Longbeard Tungsten, and we'll just start diving in pretty deep on each and go from there. So
let's get after it. Yeah, so Longbeard Tungsten is a tungsten shot turkey load, so it's not like the turkey loads of the past, right, with lead.
Yeah.
So this is a different material. It's really dense. So the density of lead is about 11 grams per cc. The density of the tungsten we're using is 17 grams per cc. So, you know, as a percentage, it's much more dense, and that allows you to use smaller pellet sizes. So you're not shooting 4s, 5s, and 6s anymore. Now you're shooting 8s and 9s,
mm-hmm.
which, if you're talking about 8s and 9s with lead shot, that's really small, right? Like,
yeah.
Probably not going to be very effective on a turkey, especially at distance.
Distances,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right in your face.
Right.
But with the high density tungsten shot, that turkey doesn't have to be right in your face at all with those small shot sizes. That density carries that energy really far down range. I mean, we're talking 60, 70 yards with those little shot pellets, and it's because it's high density shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the tungsten game really changed turkey hunting and allows you to, you know, go after birds that might get hung up and they don't come in all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take that longer shot. But really, how I think it changed it the most is in sub-gauge.
Yeah.
You said 12-gauge earlier, right? Everyone grabbed the 12-gauge.
Right.
Well, now you can grab, you know, certainly grab your 20-gauge, but you can even grab your 28-gauge or even your 410.
Yeah.
And you can be successful.
I've moved from 12 to 20 personally.
Yep.
And recoil a little bit more friendly on the 20 for sure, but you know, I have kids, you have kids, and so it's been fun. You know, I've pulled out a 410 from my little guy, and the performance from a 410, I never expected it to be that good. I expected it to be good, but not that good at the 25 to 30 range.
Yep.
Good. When I started hitting 40 with a 410, which I wouldn't really advocate that for my son right now.
he needs
them a little closer for sure. But just to see that performance out of a 410 was incredible. But to your point, it's the ammunition that kind of gives it that ability to pattern well. And the other thing I wanted to ask too, real quick, on the tungsten. So you were talking about energy penetration.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people like at those longer distances. You guys have done a lot of testing on gel blocks and being able to see. So you're seeing a lot of depth on the energy in those gel blocks.
Yep.
at longer ranges too, right? So
yep. So even though the pellet size is small, like I said, it retains the energy, so you get more than enough penetration to, you know, ethically harvest a bird out to 60, 70 yards. And it's really comparable to like a larger lead pellet at that same distance when we're talking about like lead being fired from one of our Longbeard XR loads.
Yeah. So Longbeard XR, let's move to that one.
Yeah.
So what was about, what, how long ago did we launch?
Over a decade.
Okay. So, and I I do recall at that time, you know, tungsten really wasn't a thing.
Right.
Prior to that, we had extended range, and so that lived in that, you know, higher density. Yeah, that, but yeah. So there's a lot of movement there, right? Moving into Longbeard XR, though, that technology, the shot lock technology, which, you know, we developed, and it's incredible, really did set the tone, I think, for a lot of people in the ammunition space to think differently about turkey ammunition.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a game changer.
It took, for sure. So dive in on Longbeard XR and kind of give us a little overview there.
Yeah, so you mentioned already the shot lock technology. That's a Winchester patented technology. It's a buffer system that protects the shot from deforming. You know, lead is very soft. So when you fire a lead shot shell, the pellets at the bottom of the shot column are compressed. You know, they're compressed by the pellets in front of them, being pushed from behind by the wad. And they get compressed and they flatten out, and the flattening of those pellets is what opens up your pattern, right? They're not as round, they don't fly as true. But this buffer system we have called shot lock technology is fine media, but it actually goes in as a more of a liquid, like an epoxy, like a two-part epoxy resin. It's very similar, but it's very brittle. And when you fire the shell, that's when it fractures and becomes a really fine buffer media. Mm-hmm. So it's almost baby powder fine. Very, very small, but it cushions each pellet around and prevents them from pressing against each other so they don't flatten out and deform. So the pellets that exit the muzzle from a Longbeard XR shell are nearly perfectly round. I mean, they're very, very round. And if you go pattern a Longbeard XR shell, you'll see that technology in play because the patterns are extremely tight. You can choke down really, really tight, much tighter than you could with just a traditional like Super X buffered turkey load, because that shot lock technology protects that shot so much all the way down the barrel and through the tight choke tube that you can shrink your patterns down and get those 60 plus yard patterns that are more than capable of taking a bird at 60 plus yards.
I remember when we did high speed footage right when that came out, and just being able to see that exit the muzzle and, to your point, the shot string and just how that translated down range was pretty incredible. So
yeah, so I mean, we have that in 12 gauge and 20 gauge offerings. Mm-hmm. No sub gauge offerings though, because the benefit just doesn't play out the same there in those sub gauges, which but if you're a 12 gauge and 20 gauge hunter, Longbeard XR is a great turkey load for you.
Yeah, I remember. And still today, people have wanted Longbeard XR in those sub gauge, and it's a great request for sure. But I think, to your point, the offerings and the options that you see here, and obviously you can go to Winchester.com and figure it all out. But there's more than enough choices for sure. I did want to ask too. So one of the other tricks when you're dealing with your setup, right? So it's your shotgun, it's your choke tube. Optics are a whole nother category, but when you stick to just shotgun and choke tube setup, I do think there's been some great developments there too. We have a couple partners on the choke tube side that have built, you know, choke tubes specifically for Longbeard XR.
Yeah.
Not that others will not do the trick for sure, but I do think that prior to the season, during the season, whenever you see fit to get out there, it is very advantageous to make sure, you know, you test at different ranges, that 20 to 30 to 40. If a choke tube is maybe not, you know, doing the trick for you, you know, maybe you do need to switch out. Maybe you do need to go to a different pellet size. So yeah. I've always found, obviously, the patterning for turkey just is a very good activity leading up to the season. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So
always advisable to do.
The other topic, obviously, that comes up, and we talk a lot about your shot range and the ethics behind turkey hunting, and you have a lot of people, obviously, who are very passionate about, hey, the closer you bring them in, I'm like that too, probably. I mean, we all want them to come as close as possible. That's a no-brainer. But there are those moments, and I have misjudged a bird for sure. I've had birds at 43, 47, thinking they were at 39, and you know, sure, whether it's the terrain or me just being excited, it doesn't matter. But I was very thankful that I had the right product and had patterned ahead of time. So that's just something for, you know, people out there as you're getting ready for the season. And we're not advocating far shots. If you're not comfortable doing that, you should always be at the range and be responsible, of course, when you're in the field. But these loads are more than capable at longer yards.
Yep. With the right choke tube combination, you can, you know, you should test and make sure that at the yardage you want to take it out to, it's putting a pattern on paper that you're happy with, and it'll do the rest. As long as you do your part to make sure it's on paper and has good enough pattern density, you're good.
Back to tungsten real quick on choke tubes. Have you guys found, what I've kind of experienced myself, but have you guys found tighter choke tubes on tungsten is maybe not the best play? Is it better to have a little more open choke tube on that, or is that just kind of dependent on?
I think it's personal preference. Yeah. You know, tungsten tends to stay tight even through more open choke tubes. It's just so round that it doesn't like to open up, right?
Yeah.
But you can still choke it down real far. So if you're hunting an area that you know you're not going to get into, you know, a far shot because maybe it's really, hilly terrain, wooded terrain where you just don't have that long shot, you may actually think about opening it up.
Yeah. That's, I don't normally start patterning at 10 yards, but it is interesting to see if you do take a shot. I mean, literally, it's about the size of this box by the time it hits that target. And again, if you have a bird that tight, you just have to be really on them, or that pattern is so tight that it might zing a little bit off to the left or right. So got to be careful on that. So.
Yeah, you can certainly miss them close.
Okay, so Jimmy, one more thing. Tell me a little bit. So you have to choose, right? If you're a turkey hunter and you're getting ready to go and you're getting ready to choose between tungsten or Longbeard XR, what's your choice? Why? What should people be thinking about?
Well, I mean, we know Longbeard XR works, and it works great. So if you're a 12-gauge and 20-gauge hunter, that's going to be a very affordable option for you. If you want higher pattern density, you can step up to Longbeard tungsten and get higher pattern density in 12-gauge and 20-gauge. Mm-hmm. But if you're a sub-gauge hunter, or you're wanting to take your sub-gauge gun out and into the field this year, you're going to definitely want to go with Longbeard tungsten. Right? We've got the 410 load, the 28-gauge load that really perform like a 12-gauge lead load would perform, but you're in that sub-gauge gun, and you've got the tungsten shot.
Yeah. Good. Good advice, for sure. Yep. Okay.
All right. So that's how I'd roll.
Yeah. Appreciate you being here and giving us a little overview on Longbeard XR.
Of course.
Like I said, this is the Winchester Life Quick Shots podcast, and these segments, we're going to be bringing them to you about as quick as we can. We have a lot of topics to cover this year. We have a lot of different ammunition types. Make sure, again, before you head out this season, make sure you pattern. I know we're in the middle of season, but it's a good thing to do. So thanks for tuning in, and more to come.